You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
We are in our fourth week of our series. Ang title po niya is Truth Be Told. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo rito, you've been coming for the next three, and ito na po yung fourth eh, four weeks na umaten po kayo dito. So, Truth Be Told, ito po yung series where we talk about parables. Okay? Parables are stories. Okay? Yung time po kasi ni Jesus, it's easier for people to understand what he means when he tells it through a story. Okay? Yung may example, yung merong illustration. And then after he shares the illustration, then people get to understand. Okay? Mahilig po sa kwento yung mga tao. And you know, I could compare parables to jokes. So, you know, I could compare parables to jokes. I'm not saying that parables are jokes, okay? Just to make a clarification again, okay? But I could compare it to jokes, meaning every joke has a punchline, right? Diba pa may mga nagjo-joke, inaantay mo yung part na yon. Tapos pag corny, parang okay. Pero pag nakakatawa, talagang benta sa'yo. And usually, kaya natatawa ka sa joke kasi yung context at yung reference nung joke gets mo. Like, for example, a Filipino joke, okay, would be well appreciated by Filipinos. Kaya nga may mga Amerikano na hindi naman masyadong natatawa sa joke natin kasi hindi nila alam yung context. Diba? Hindi nila alam yung pinanggagalingan. Same as with us. Sometimes, nakakapanood po ba kayo ng mga American series na comedy? Tapos, diba, yung mga American series may background po ng mga tumatawang tao? Tapos tumatawa sila, ikaw, tumatawa ka lang, pero hindi mo naman talaga na-gets, di ba? Parang, para kunwari, may kasama kang nililigawan mo, tapos gusto mo magpasikat na hindi ka slow. Pero pag tinanong ka, anong sinabi? Hindi ko nga rin alam, basta nakakatawa lang eh. Parang ganon. So, basically, yung parables, para po siyang ganon. Kailangan maintindihan mo yung context, kailangan maintindihan mo yung reference para mag-gets mo kung ano yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Kasi kung hindi, kung hindi mo maiintindihan yung context, hindi mo ma-appreciate lalo na sa time natin ngayon. You have to understand that the Bible was written not primarily for Filipinos. Okay? Pag binabasa mo yung Bible, hindi siya, para sa, okay, word po ni Lord yun, pero technically, it was not written for Filipino crowd. So that's why it's important for us to know the context, to know the reference, so that we will better appreciate kung ano po yung sinasabi ng word. Okay po ba yun? So, for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about the parable of the sower. And then, second week, we've talked about the parable of the mustard seed. Third week, we've talked about, last week po, the parable of the lost son. May mga nandito po ba kayo last week? And today, we'll be talking about the parable of the good Samaritan. Okay? So, actually, yung title pa lang, the parable of the good Samaritan, medyo maganda na yung point of discussion. Okay? Medyo may onting controversy na agad. Okay? Just for your information, Samaritans are Jews or Israelites, and Samaritans have deep hate for each other. Medyo hindi sila ganun ka-friends. May mga ganun po ba kayong tao sa buhay nyo? Yung okay naman pero hindi kayo friends. Alam mo yon, yung okay naman siya, wala siyang ginagawa, pero I don't like him. Parang ganun. Parang yung katabi nyo. Hindi, hindi naman. They love kita, sabi mo sa katabi mo. Medyo ganun po yung ano, yung Jews and Samaritans. Why? Because Jews perceive themselves as pure or descendants of Abraham. Meaning, mula po nung time ni Abraham, hanggang dumating po sa time nila, nung time na to, sa Bible, pure po sila, meaning Jew po pareho yung magulang nila, yung descendants nila. Whereas, when you talk about Samaritans, they think Samaritans are impure people. Kasi po, ito po yung mga produkto ng pakikiapid, di ba napakalalim, ng pakikipag-relate ng mga Jew sa ibang mga nation. So, for example, an Israelite, okay, having a relationship with other tribes that are not Jew, ang product po nun, Samaritans. That's why people who are pure Jew think that, you know, medyo mas high kami or mas importante kami. Okay? And we feel like the Samaritans are not that pure or hindi namin sila ka-level. Yung hindi kami same ng wavelength, mas mataas kami. Parang ganon. That's why, if you're gonna say good Samaritan, for them, it doesn't exist. Para siyang oxymoron. Okay, parang Samaritans, impure, and then you say good, parang di bagay, di ba? Parang for example, LRT, onting tao, parang di ba? Parang ganon. Kaya po, hindi traffic, and then hindi pwede yun. Parang ganon din, good, Samaritan, for them, it doesn't exist. Okay, it doesn't exist. Imposible na merong good Samaritan. So yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. So if you have your Bibles with you, please stand up. So let's read and give reverence to the Word of God in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Ayan, I'm reading from ESV, English Standard Version. So just follow with me. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test. Okay? Yung lawyer po sa ibang context, ang ibig sabihin po niyan, may ibang version sabi, an expert of the law. Okay? Maalam siya sa ano, sa word. Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbors as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Si Jesus po yung nagsasalita dito. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among the robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to that place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three, sabi ni Jesus, after niya magkwento, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, sabi po ng lawyer, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much for this word. And I pray that it will not just be an additional knowledge to us, but it will, Lord, convict our hearts, Lord, to be good to our neighbors as a result of our love relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. So very interesting po yung ating parable ngayon. Very, sino po sa inyo, familiar po kayo dito sa parable na to. Okay? So if you're familiar, that's good. It's easier for you to follow. For some of you who are not, then at least we can study it together. Okay? So balikan po natin yung verse 25 sa binasa po natin kanina. Sabi po dyan, a lawyer or an expert of the law stood up. Okay? So we don't know why he stood up. Pwedeng out of respect, pwedeng for him to be noticed, we don't really know. Okay? To put him to the test saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So if you read that question, okay, parang kung titignan mo, medyo simple yung tanong lang naman. Pero, you know, if you study it deeper, you would really see that somehow medyo presumptuous yung tanong niya. Parang, ano ba yung dapat kong gawin para ma-save? So in short, para ma-save para sa kanya, kailangan kang may gawin. Okay? And you know, sadly, for some people, even until today, people think that for you to be saved, you need to do something. Okay? You need to attend church service at 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. You need to have a small group. You need to make disciples. Okay, you need to read your Bible. You need to fast. Okay, you need to do good to others. You need to help those who are poor. You know, those things are good. But you know what? It will never save you. It will never save you from your sins. You cannot do anything for you to be saved. The good thing is, God did everything for us to be saved. He died on that cross. He paid for our sins. so that we will not die to our sins. So in order for you to be saved, just have to accept what Christ did on the cross. You know, it is not a prerequisite. Diba yung mga ibang subject po, hindi mo makukuha kapag hindi mo nung college ka, diba? Hindi mo makukuha pag hindi mo kinuha yung una. Like chemistry 1, hindi mo makukuha pag hindi mo nakuha yung... Hindi mo makukuha yung chem 2 pag hindi mo nakuha yung chem 1. Hindi po ganun tong salvation. I need to do something so that I can be saved. We are only saved because of what Jesus did. Period. And even until today, if you're thinking, paano ba akong masisave? Kailangan ba may gawin ako? You're on the wrong track. We can only be saved because of what Christ did. Our salvation does not depend on what we do or what we have done. It is dependent on what Christ did on that cross. Okay? So medyo hindi po ako galit, ha? Simula pa lang po. Okay? So ngayon, ito yung sagot niya. What is written in the law? It's interesting. You know, makikita mo yung pattern dito. When the lawyer asks, you will really see that Jesus doesn't really answer back immediately or yung sagot na hinihintay siguro ng lawyer. Ang tanong, paano po ba ma-save? Ang sagot ni Lord, tanong din. Ano ba yung nakasulat? Okay? Ano ba yung sabi niya? What is written in the law? May mga kakilala po ba kayong ganyan? Yung kapag tinanong mo, tanong din ang sagot. Kunwari, saan ba tayo kakain? Saan mo ba gusto? Ano ba papanulan niya sinihan mamaya? Ano bang gusto mo? Di ba? Parang ikaw patuloy na problema, ikaw na nga yung nagtanong. Di ba? So basically, kung titignan mo, yung sagot ni Lord, hindi talaga yung ine-expect niya. Ang sagot ni Lord, sabi niya, what does the law say? Ano bang sinasabi ng law? Okay? And then sinagot niya. Sabi niya, he answered. Talagang alam na alam. Talagang alam mong expert. Alam mong talagang alam niya yung word. Sabi niya, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. He knows the word. He knows the word. Okay? Later on, maintindihan natin kung alam lang ba niya yung word dito. Pero hindi dito. Okay, you know, some people are probably like that. They know the word here, they know all the stories, they know all the parables, they know all everything. Kapag tinanong mo sila, hindi mo alam na, anong verse nga ba sa Bible yung, alam ko yan, sa Psalms, ano yan, ganon. It's something when you know the word here, it's another thing when you obey, when you know the word in your heart. So basically, this guy is really an expert. Alam niya yung sinasabi niya. Alam niya yung tinatanong niya. Actually, some experts said that the reason why he asked this question is he wants to make sure, or he wants to show off that he knows the answer. Diba? Prepared siya. Paano ba masisave? Expert na to, ha? Meron ka mga kayalang small group leader, tas hindi alam kung paano masave? Diba imposible yon? Parang kapag matagal ka na sa church, definitely alam mo na kung paano ang salvation. Ito ay expert, tas nagtanong, what shall I do to be saved? Alam mo na nag-aantay lang siya ng buzzer na parang, love the Lord. And parang gusto niyong sabihin, yun yung ginagawa ko. Ako nung college po ako, may classmate akong ganyan, yung nagtatanong ng score mo, anong score mo? Pero gusto lang niyang tanungin mo siya pabalik. Ikaw namang score mo? 100 ako. Okay. Sabi na nga ba, nagkaya ka nagtanong eh. Parang ganon. Okay? Hindi talaga siya, kumbaga, hindi talaga siya naive when he asked this question. Okay? He was waiting for this moment for him to say that I am really saved. So nakakatuwa no, when Jesus answered him, it was not an answer, but it was a question. You know what? The reason why Jesus asked is not because, you know, he just wants an answer as well. He wants to expose kung ano ba yung nasa puso nitong lawyer na to. He asked a question so that he would, the motive, okay, dun sa heart nung lawyer, lumabas. Kaya niya pala tinanong. kasi alam din niya yung sagot. Alam mo yung ganun? May kaklase akong ganun dati, you know, I have a question, but I also know the answer. Ba't mo pa tinatanong, di ba? Parang ganun. So basically, parang ganito po yung scenario nung time na una siyang nagtanong. Okay? So, next verse po tayo. Yan. So, sabi ni Lord, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. So, kung makikita mo, yung sinabi ko ngayon, di ba, parang wala kang kailangang gawin para ma-save. So, anong sinasabi ni Lord dyan? Di ba, do this and you will live. In short, and you will be saved. You know what? It's not a contention of what I first said. Ang point lang po dito is, you cannot really love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, if you don't have a love relationship with Him. Yep. Left to yourself, okay, left to your own sinful self, you don't have that tiny, you know, glimpse or tiny effort of loving God. Sino ba sa inyo rito, masasabi nyo na mula po nung dati, nung bata ka pa, mahal mo na talaga si Lord. Walang araw na hindi mo inisip si Lord. Yung hindi ka makatulog hanggang hindi mo naiisip si Lord. Meron po ba? Sino po sa inyo rito masasabi nyo na minsan sa buhay nyo, eh talagang hindi mo talaga love si Lord? Yung sinabi po niya doon na sagot, actually hindi lang po yan dyan sa Luke mababasa. If you go back to Deuteronomy, to Numbers, it's there. Sabi doon, love the Lord your God with all your... Kasi wala pa po silang New Testament noon eh. Kaya ang kinukote niya, Old Testament. But you know, the truth is, you cannot really love God on your own. The reason why you have a relationship with God today, the reason why you can worship God, the reason why you can love God, is because of His forgiveness in your life. Apart from God's forgiveness, apart from God's love, you cannot love Him back. You don't have the ability to love. Sakit naman nun. Totoo po yun. Makasarili po talaga tayo naturally. Makasalanan po talaga tayo naturally. So even if you want to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, you can't. So the answer dito, do this and you will live, hindi niya sinasabing love. Have a relationship with God. Have a relationship with God. Then you will be able to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you can't. And that answers some people, bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin sila close kay Lord? Natanong niyo na po ba yung sa sarili niyo? Bakit naman nag-service naman ako every Sunday? Bakit naman lahat ng sinasabi nung nagpipreach, nililista ko naman? Ginagawa ko pa nga eh. Bakit parang hindi pa rin ako ganun ka-close kay Lord? Because you know, left to yourself, you cannot do it. You cannot make an effort to be close to God. Kasi po kung kaya niyong mag-effort para maging close kay Lord, hindi niyo na po kailangan si Lord. Pwede niyo po kayong pumunta sa heaven mag-isa. Di ba? I mean, kailangan kong maging close kay Lord. Gagawin ko to. Hanggang sa namatay ka, Lord, nandito ako sa heaven kasi ginawa ko po itong lahat. You cannot. It's only through God's forgiveness and God's mercy and God's grace that we can love God back. Apart from that, you cannot. So, ano dapat gawin? You know, you have to give your life to Christ. You have to surrender your life to Christ. And then, eventually, you can love others and love God. Ngayon, sabi dyan sa verse 29, but he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Okay? So parang gusto niya ipatunayan yung gusto. Kumbaga, siguro loving itong tao na to. Kumbaga, matutulungin itong tao na to. Talagang perfect. Parang yung katabi mo. Parang ganon. Justifying himself. Said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Siguro talagang marami itong natutulungan. And then, si Jesus, hindi na naman niya sinagot, di ba? Sa yung kausap ni Lord. Pag may tanatanong ka, hindi yung... Di ba, minsan ganun, no? Nagtatanong ka, Lord, ba't hindi mo sinasagot yung prayer ko? Baka may na-expose lang si Lord sa heart mo. Baka meron lang siyang dinideal sa'yo. Baka hindi yung sagot niya, yung kailangan mo marinig. Kailangan lang ma-expose kung ano yung motive ng heart mo. So, Hindi siya sumagot. At ito pa, nagkwento. O, di ba? Parang may kausap ka bang gano'n yung, oy, kumusta ka na? Isang araw, gumanon sa'yo, di ba? Parang, ha? Saan galing yan? So, nagkwento nga si Lord. Sabi niya, Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem. Parang ako, ah, wait lang po. Hindi po yun yung tanong ko, pero nagsalita si Lord. Sabi niya, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among the robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. So Jerusalem to Jericho is actually a road, okay, going to the temple. Okay, just for you to know, ah, Jericho going to Jerusalem is a way, is the road where people used to go to the temple. That's why yung mga ginamit din yung mga tao or examples ng mga characters dito, mga workers din sa temple. Kasi this is the road where usually people walk going to the church. Okay, next verse. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road. Okay, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Talagang naglakad siya sa kabila. Kabilang side, parang ayoko siyang lapitan, parang ganon. Siguro busy siya or I don't know. Kwento lang naman kasi ito, ay parable siya. So likewise, a Levite is like the assistant of the priest. Okay? Sila po yung mga nag-work sa temple. Okay? When he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. So medyo same-same sila. Siguro magbarkada to. Diba? Pero ito, but a Samaritan. Di ba usually, sa Pilipino, may mga ganyan jokes? Wala ka sa lolo ko. Di ba? Parang yun yung una, priest. Di ba? Yung susunod, wala ka sa lolo ko, mas magaling yung lolo ko, yung Levite. Ito yung ikatlo, di ba usually ikatlo yun yung bida? Eh, wala pala yung mga lolo nyo eh. Parang ito yung punchline. Di ba? Pero, ang nakakagulat dito, ang punchline niya, Samaritan. Parang, kung ikaw yung Jew, at Jew din yung kausap mo, tapos nagbanggit ka ng Samaritan, parang hindi siya magandang punchline. Parang taboo word na siya kaagad. Okay, medyo shocker siya culturally. Okay, pero ito yung sinagot ni Lord. Ito yung sinabi niya, but a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. Parang, whoa! Whoa there! Parang ganon. Di ba? Priest walked to the other side. Levite walked to the other side. As a Samaritan, which is, you know, the most unlikely person to help that Jew. Yung nabugbog po kasi Jew din po yun eh. The most unlikely person to help that Jew was a Samaritan. So, he went to him and bound up his wounds. In short, inalagaan niya. And then may tanong si Lord dito. Ito yung parang end ng story. So, after niyang sabihin yung ginawa ng Samaritan, nagtanong ulit si Lord. Kung makikita mo, hindi niya sinagot. Who is my neighbor? Di ba ang tanong nung lawyer? Nagkwento siya at saka siya nagtanong ulit. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? Nagtanong na naman siya ulit. Tinanong mo, tinanong din. Di ba? And then makikita mo yung sagot nung lawyer. He said, the one who showed him mercy. Hindi nga niya sinabing Samaritan eh. Di ba? Ayaw niyang banggitin. Tabu yung word. Kung pwede lang sabihin, the third one, or not the Jew one, parang ganon. Kung pwede iwasan niya yung word na Samaritan. The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. Okay? So, you know, you have to understand that loving neighbors branch out from a love relationship with God. Apart from a love relationship with God, you cannot love others. It's hypocrite for you to love others if you don't have a love relationship with God. Because the question is, where does that love come from? Okay? Saan nanggagaling yung pagmamahal mo? Kasi nga, left to ourselves, we don't have the ability and the capacity to love. So it has to come from somewhere for you to love someone. And loving someone is not natural. Kaya nga kung may boyfriend ka ngayon, yung mga nandito, tanungin mo muna, may relationship ba kayo ni Lord? Pag sinabi niyang wala, i-break mo na agad. Kasi ang tanong, saan kaya galing yung love niya sa akin? Eh wala ang love si Lord sa kanya. So saan galing? Sa kanya lang? Eh di ba wala kang ability to love? Break na tayo! Parang gana. And I just want to emphasize that loving others branches out from loving or love having a relationship with God. kailangan muna magsimula po siya kay Lord. Kung wala po kayong relationship kay Lord, mahirap po magmahal ng iba. Kasi saan galing yung pagmamahal na yan? Ngayon, kung may relationship ka na kay Lord, pero hindi ka naglalove ng others, saan ng problema? Okay? Kasi, if you have a love relationship with God, it's just but natural for you to love others. And you know, that's sad, a sad story. A lot of sad stories. People who are close to God, people who have a relationship with God, okay naman sila, mahal nila si Lord. Yung kanta kanina, yung burn in me, that love, fire, talagang nagliliyab din yung pagkanta nila. Pero, kumusta naman po yung love nyo sa iba? If it stops with you and it's not going out to others, then may disconnect. Hindi po pwede na humihinto lang sa inyo. You know, natural po yun. Kaya nga ang sabi niya, two commandments, love the Lord and then love your neighbors as yourself. Ask yourself, Lord, ano po ba yung mga ginagawa ko ngayon to show my love for my neighbors? You know, very quickly, from this story, dun po sa kwento ni Lord, meron po tatlong character dyan. Okay? Yung una, yung robbers. Okay? So, yung robbers, they represent these people, okay, who says, what's yours is mine. Okay? Binugbog, ninakawan. You know, this represent people who are selfish, who are arrogant, who only think of themselves. Okay? Ano ba yung mababenefit ko? Ano ba yung mababenefit ko pag minahal kita? Mamahalin mo rin ba ako? Mahal mo ba ako kasi kailangan? Mga ganun. What will I get? Ano yung makukuha ko? Kasi kung hindi, wala. Siguro wala naman po mga ganun dito, ano? So second, the priest and the Levite, okay, represent this kind of people. What is mine is mine. Okay? Ito po yung mga tao na hindi ko naman siya sasaktan, wala akong gagawing masama, wala akong inaargabyadong tao, hindi ako masamang tao, pero wala ka rin ginagawa to help others. In short, medyo apathetic or unconcerned or indifferent. Basta okay kami ng pamilya ko, basta okay ako, okay na. Wala na akong pakialam sa iba. No, usually this group of people always have excuses. Eh, kami nga may problema pa eh. Eh, yung bahay nga namin eh, ang gulo-gulo eh, tutulong pa ako sa iba. Eh, busy ako eh. 'Di ba? Lahat ng tao may problema, kasalanan nila 'yan, ba't nila 'yan na-experience? 'Di ba? Wala kasi silang Lord eh. Eh hindi mo sineshare kasi. 'Di ba? You know, this group of people represent people who have excuses why they are not loving others, why they are not expressing their love for others. How about us? Ano po ba yung mga excuse natin? Traffic eh. Ngayon, kasama na yung traffic sa excuse, no? Kung hindi lang traffic, tutulungan kita. Kasi ang tagal ng oras ko sa traffic eh. Diba? Third group of people, ito po yung Samaritan. Ito po yung nag-represent sa mga tao na what's mine is yours. Diba, anong pong ginawa niya? Pinagamot niya, binayaran niya yung tiniran, sinabihan pa niya yung innkeeper, kapag may nag-asos, sabi mo sa akin, babayaran ko. Selfless, compassionate, kaya walang pinipili. You have to understand that the one that was beaten was a Jew, and he is a Samaritan. It's very unlikely, but he said, kung anong meron ako, sayo. You know, I hope, as people who have a relationship with God. Okay, ito po yung nagiging result sana sa life natin. Hindi lang po tayo dito nag-enjoy pag Sunday, okay, may relationship tayo kay Lord, masaya ka, nagpe-pray ka, umiiyak ka pa pag nagka-quiet time ka, pero what does it do to us? How does it relate or how does it affect us when it comes to loving others? Or are we just content na okay ka, okay yung pamilya mo, okay na? Ano po ba yung sinasabi ni Lord sa atin through this story? I hope that you will ask God, Lord, sino ba yung mga tao na yun sa life ko? Sino ba yung mga neighbors na yon? You have to understand that neighbors, yung context po ng neighbors dito, hindi po yung pamilya nyo. It's not the people that are easy to love. Hindi po yun yung mga office mates nyo na close nyo, na ka-lunch nyo pag-lunch break. Siyempre, lunch break, di lunch, di ba? Hindi po ito yung mga classmate nyo na kakopyahan nyo, di ba? Hindi po yun yung mga comfortable ka masyado. Hindi po yan yun. Kaya nga inilino ni Lord eh, who are my neighbors? Sabi nung lawyer, Samaritan and a Jew. It means those people that are in need that you have to get out of your comfort zone just for you to help them. It's easy for us to help people that are, you know, easy to help because they love us. But how about those people that you have to get out of your comfort zone just for you to help them? It will take your energy, it will take your time, your finances. What do you do for you to express that love to your neighbors? Or okay ka na sa bahay mo, hindi ako lalabas, wala kaming kapitbahay, parang gana. How do you express that? You know, three things that we can learn from this story. First, you know, lack of love is often easy to justify, even though it is never right. Dali naman mag-justify eh. Diba? Eh, hindi naman kami close eh. Eh, sinisiraan nga ako niyan nun eh. Ay, naku, buti nga sa kanya, masama yung ginawa niya. Parusa, karma niya yan. Kristiyano ka, karma pa yung sinasabi mo. Second thing we can learn is our neighbor is anyone who is in need. You know, for some of you, you don't have to get out of your house. Maybe the very people in your house are your neighbors. They need something, but somehow because you grew apathetic towards them, then somehow hindi mo rin sila tinutulong. Pwedeng yung neighbor mo, yung tatay mo, galit ka sa kanya, mula bata ka, magkaaway kayo. Tapos in-need siya, bahala nga siya, iniwan niya kami, buti nga sa kanya. You don't have to go get out of your house sometimes. For some of you, you're so comfortable with your house or with the territory that you have, okay ka na. You know, personally, April, nung nandito pa po kami ng wife ko, nag-enjoy naman po ako sa Metro East. Okay? This is my home church. I have people that I know that are praying for me here. These are you guys or my family. I always tell you about our church there, about our church here. But there was a time that, you know, as a minister, personally, I felt like, parang feeling ko, ako, kami lang to ni Lord, ah. Okay, ito lang yung relationship ko kay Lord. I felt like, personally, God, parang di na ako masyadong nag-grow. Parang, okay, pupunta ako pag Sunday, tapos kilala na ako ng mga tao, maghaya ko sa mga tao, ngingitirahan ko kayo. Parang ganun lang. Pag Friday, may mga youth na lapit, maghahay. Ako naman, hello, pagpiprayan ko sila. Parang routine na siya. Parang dumating na sa point na, parang, Lord, I don't feel like I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I don't feel like, you know, the love that you've given me, I'm expressing it to my neighbors, quote unquote. And that's why it challenged me to leave everything and went there to Kyrgyzstan, where I don't really know most of the people and I don't know the culture. But for me, it's my expression of to God and saying, Lord, this is how I love neighbors, thy neighbors. This is how I express my love for my neighbors. They are in need. 86% Muslim. Kung hindi nga, baka may mga iba nga po doon, hindi nila alam kung sino si Lord eh. And that's my expression of loving my neighbors. How about you? You don't have to go out. But ask God, Lord, how am I able to express that? Am I so contained and sheltered with our relationship? Yung tipong kumbaga sa bahay, ayaw mo nang madumihan yung paa mo. Gusto mo sa kama ka lang lagi, aircon, ganun. You have to get out of your comfort zone. There are a lot of people out there. They're just waiting. Third thing, love means acting to meet the person's need. You know, it's not just enough for you to have that emotional feeling of, you know, I love people, God. Lord, I love them. I pray for them. I don't want them to go to hell. So what do? Loving, it means you're doing something for you to meet that person's need. It's not just enough. You know, simula po yung nalalove me to, okay po yun, good start. But it doesn't end there. You have to do something. For some of you, maybe you've been an intern for so long, maybe it's time for you to become a small group leader. For some of you, maybe God's calling you to go to another nation to be a missionary. Maybe you've been overstaying here. Or for some of you, I don't know, God has been calling you to be in an organization for you to serve the people. And ayaw mo kasi mas mababa yung sweldo. I don't know. God, you have a relationship with God. Ask God, Lord, how can I express my love to my neighbors? Because I have a love relationship with you. Kasi kung kayo ni Lord, medyo hindi na okay, mahirap po lumabas. Pero if you are saying that you have a relationship with God, there should be an expression of your love to your neighbors. You know, as an application, you know, may mga nangyari po tayong mga unos at bagyo nitong mga nakaraang linggo, di ba? Or araw. And sino po sa inyo, may mga kamag-anak po kayo sa North? Na tinanong niyo na po ba kung kumusta yung mga kapamilya niyo? O hindi pa? Alam mo sila doon, bahala sila, basta okay ako dito. Ako tawag po, kasi po taga Isabela po yung tatay ko, no, na signal number 5 po nga doon eh. So, nakamusta ko siya, kumusta ka dyan? Okay ka naman? Maglagay ka ng GPS ha, para mahanap ka namin just in case. Ganun lang kayo maglokohan nung tatay ko. I mean, what did you do? I mean, did you ever pray for these people? And if so, then great. That's the start. Or for some of you, maybe God has blessed you so much with so much finances. Maybe, you know, the way for you to be good to your neighbors is, you know, to help these people financially. They are devastated there. Sabi nga nung iba kong mga kaklase nung high school, nilipad yung bubong ng bahay nila. Diba? Talagang wasak yung bahay, talagang salamin, basag-basag. What did you do? O pag nanonood ka ng news, pag hindi sa Metro Manila yung bagyo, nililipat mo na. Pero pag sa Metro Manila, talagang nakatuto ka, ano kayong bibiling ko, ano kayong gagawin ko. Parang ano, nakakonsern ka lang pag sa'yo, no? Pero pag sa'yo, iba, oh nga, guilty ako nun na. What did you do? Or what have you done? Another way for you to be of help, you know, in our church, we have what we call this foundation real life. Okay, kaya rin po ako naka-t-shirt ng ganito ngayon. Okay? So, babasahin ko lang po dito. Real Life Foundation exists to honor God by serving the poor in the Philippines and empowering their dreams through educational assistance, character development, and community service. So, just for you to know, meron po tayong about 260 high school and university scholars. Okay? All over the whole Philippines po. Sa church po natin. These are less fortunate people who probably cannot study. But through this foundation, okay, nag-aaral po sila. And for some of them, may mga nakagraduate na, may mga nagtatrabaho na, magaganda na po yung trabaho nila. And that's why, you know, maybe for some of you, you've been looking for a way for you to express loving neighbors. Maybe this is also a way for you. Okay? Baka ito po yung inaantay nyo. You know, one of the root causes of poverty is lack of education. Why are people poor? Because they don't have money. Why do people have no money? Because they don't have a job. And why don't they have a job? Because they are unqualified. Why are they unqualified? Because of lack of education. It all boils down having no education. Hindi po nakagraduate. Kaya importante po na mapaaral po natin itong mga ito. Because through them, their family will also be uplifted from poverty. May mga iba po na membro tayo ng Real Life na hindi lang po sila, pero yung pamilya po nila umangat din yung buhay. And not just that, yung pong pamilya po nila naging part po ng church. Okay? Sa Metro East po, meron po tayong mga scholars na sinusuportahan. May mga kakilala po ba kayo dyan? You know, for some of them, they are our worship leader, usher. Okay, these people are people with dreams. Okay? And for us as a church, you know, if you are saying, I want to love my neighbors, this is one of the expressions that you can make. Baka nakakasalubong niyo po yan, akala niyo, okay, baka minsan wala na pong kinakain niyo iba dyan. You know, maybe if you want also to express your love for God and loving others, this is also a way for you. After this service, if you're interested, meron po tayong mga information na nakaprint, nandun po sa likod, you may get those paper. Or dyan po sa envelope nyo, diba, sanay na po kayo nag-check dyan pag tithes, meron po dyan Real Life Foundation. Meron po dyan. Ay, meron pala. Yun pala yun. Ngayon ko lang napansin. Okay? Maybe God has blessed you so much so that you can also be a blessing to these people. Amen? And there are a lot of people, okay, na nangangailangan pa rin po, that probably are still believing and studying for them and graduating for them is a dream. And you know, for some of you, you have a spare salary or money every month. You know, you could also express your love for others through this foundation. So, sa susunod po na linggo or later on before you go, dyan po sa envelope nyo, sa mga envelope dyan, pwede nyo pong i-check dyan po yung Real Life. Or if you have questions, meron po tayong mga, may booth po tayo dun sa likod. So as I close, I'd like to read in John chapter 10, verse 10. You know, it says here, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Sabi ni Lord, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. You know, this verse is very similar to the parable that we've read. You know, the robber beat that Jew. You know, it represents what the thief, what the devil, what the enemy can do to us. Okay? It comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, for some of you, I can relate with this. Before I met Christ, I consider myself beaten. Okay, I consider myself as, you know, a loser. Okay, I consider myself as someone who's very insecure. Walang patutungan, walang destiny. You know, the robber, or the person who was robbed and beaten, sabi dun sa story kanina, half dead. Diba, iniwan siya half dead. Mas masahol pa po tayo dun sa kwento. Kasi we are not just only half dead, we are 100% dead because of our sins. Because of the things that we have done, we are considered dead spiritually. But it says there, I came. Jesus came here on earth that we may have life and have it abundantly. The Samaritan in the story actually represents the love of Christ towards us. You know, it's very unlikely for a God who seated on the throne, okay, who enjoys the streets of heaven, you know, to become a carpenter, to become someone who is nothing, to be here on earth. Alam mo yon, yung Samaritan, very unlikely, pero medyo onti pa yung ano yung gap nun eh, Samaritan and Jew eh. Si Lord, Diyos, di ba, makapangyarihan, lahat na pwede mo maisip, nasa langit. Bumaba sa earth, iniwan lahat ng kapangyarihan sa heaven, become like us, live like us, felt like us, become hungry. Everything that we feel, he also experienced. So that, like that person who was robbed, parang tayo po, we may have life. You know, pinatch lang po tayo ni Lord. Binuway lang po tayo ni Lord sa kasamaan po natin, sa kasalanan natin. And if not for Christ, if not for what He had done sa buhay po natin, we will still be dead today. We will all be nothing today. And I hope for those of you who have experienced that love relationship with God, begin to ask and pray to God, Lord, yes, I know that we have a relationship, but how can I be used? How can I be, you know, an influence? How can I share that love to your neighbors? Sinasabi ng kwento na to, to others. I hope that you will have your moment with God and God will reveal it to you. Can we just all bow down our heads and let us pray? Lord, we thank you, Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that more than loving others, we can love you because of what you have given to us. The forgiveness that you have given to us, the love relationship that we have. The only reason why we can love you back is because you have loved us first. The Bible says we can love because we were first loved. And the same way we can love others is because we have experienced that love. I want to pray for some of us here. You know, maybe you have enjoyed so much the comfort of your relationship with God that somehow you forgot that you have neighbors. You forgot that there are people who are in need. Or maybe you see them, maybe you did not forget them, but you grew apathetic towards them. Yung hindi na ikaw naapektuhan when you see people who are in need. It doesn't cause you so much, you know, discomfort. Basta komportable ka, okay na. And maybe you're that person and you're saying, Lord, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want that the love that you have given me would branch out to loving others. Use me, God. Use me. Help me, Father, to understand that you have called me not just to be saved, but so that I could also be a blessing to others. If that is you, would you raise your hand? Would you admit, Lord, that's me. Lord, that's me. Raise your hand. Maybe you've enjoyed so much, and it's not wrong to enjoy. But if there's apathy in your heart, there's no cringing anymore when you see people who are in need, then maybe something is wrong. Lord, I pray that you will just cause our hearts to change. Lord, remove the callousness in our hearts. Lord, may we see people the way you see them. Lord, may we have the same compassion towards them as you had compassion on us. Lord, I pray that we will not just, you know, have that emotional hype and, think that, Lord, I want to help them. But, Lord, we will do something to help them. Lord, thank you for blessing us so much. But also, I pray, Father, more than enjoying the blessing, may we learn how to share. May we learn how to live in this comfort sometimes. Lord, you've left earth, or you've left heaven, Father, just to be here on earth. You were not, it was probably not comfortable for you to be with sinful people like us. But you were here to show that's loving neighbors means. Lord, I pray that we will also do the same, Father. Lord, cause us, Lord, show us where you want us to be of help. Lead us, Father.